Nation now, if you're able, at the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com Super PAC tab. Help us make the politics of the Northwoods as clean as our lakes and streams. That's the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com Super PAC tab.
Hi, this is Gordy from Kopke's Greenhouse, inviting you to visit our flower farm. We are located 2 miles northeast of Oregon on Sand Hill Road in the beautiful town of Dunn. We offer an amazing line of flowering annuals and perennials, as well as a great selection of vegetables and herbs, including our own homegrown organics line. Check us out on the web at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open. Coming to you from Madison, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Lines are open at 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, and I am going to hit a subject that is a momentary dispute among allies on our side that has to be corrected right away. Right now, the major foreign policy adversary is Russia. As long as Putin is in power, he is a genocidal sadist. It's important to be unified. Well, in Europe, there are a few glitches. And one of them you've read about in the paper. This is the business of the trade status of the UK and Northern Ireland in the EU. And I want to hit that because it's historically important. There was a treaty provision during Brexit. Remember, Trump egged on Brexit, the withdrawal of Great Britain, of the UK, from the EU. It was a disaster. The Ruskies tampered, just like they did with the Hillary Clinton-Trump election, put out a lot of false Facebook stuff and social media saying that the British would lose their public health plan if they stayed on in the EU, even though everybody in the EU has a public health plan. It's a flat-out lie, but a lot of people believed it. What happened was when they voted to leave the EU, and by the way, that didn't even have to be put to a vote. Under the British Constitution, it doesn't have to be put to a vote. But Cameron, who was the prime minister at the time, thought, well, let's put it to a vote. We'll win. We'll stay in the EU. He was for the EU, and he'll look strong, the idiot. He didn't have to do it. And it barely lost. It had terrible consequences. In any event, then the question became, well, if they're not in the EU, what happens with tariffs? What happens with trade? Europe is the UK's biggest trading partner. Remember, all these people are NATO together, even though they're not in the EU. They have to stand up to the Ruskies. The UK just signed a treaty with Sweden and Finland saying that they'll defend them if the Ruskies go in. That's another matter. But so this is a fight within a family. We do not need this. It's all about the border of Northern Ireland. And to give you some background on it, in the 1920s, Ireland was partitioned by Britain. There are 32 counties in Ireland, and six of them were chopped off up around the Belfast Derry area. And they were kept part of the UK. And the lower counties, the rest of them, were Southern Ireland. We're an independent country eventually. And I've traveled all through Ireland. And I've traveled to Belfast and Derry. And I've traveled to Cork, Galway, and Dublin. Terrific country. You can't tell the difference wherever you go. What precipitated this was that there was just an election in Northern Ireland under the Good Friday Accords in the late 90s, has a split government, a provisional government. It runs itself, and there's a first minister and a deputy first minister. And if one of them comes from the group that wants to remain with the UK, then the other one has to be from the one that wants a united Ireland. Eventually, Ireland is going to be united. Increasingly, the population in Northern Ireland, I think, wants that, but you can't just go ahead and do it 51-49. I mean, you can't have a civil war. There has to be a consensus. In my view, the sentiment has to be up over 60%. I believe that'll eventually happen, but I'm worried about right now. I'm worried about European unity. Well, in the last election, Sinn Féin won the majority of the vote. I should say a plurality of the vote, so they get the first minister. That means the Unionist Party gets the deputy minister. And up until now, the Sinn Féin guy had been, or woman had been, the number two. It doesn't matter who's one or two, because there's a veto power. They both have to agree on anything or it doesn't happen. And they're reasonable. They sit down. I mean, there's no Republican or Democratic way to shovel the snow, to pick up garbage. There just isn't. But some people in the Unionist Party were upset about this, so they go to Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson has a healthy margin in Parliament. I don't know why he thinks he has to do this. So he has his foreign minister say that the special deal they worked out with the EU, where the EU will inspect imports into Ireland at Northern Ireland, so they keep a no boundary between Northern and Southern Ireland, that's going to be thrown out unilaterally, and they will impose a border between the six counties and the lower counties. That, in turn, had precipitated what was called the Troubles, a lot of violence. Bill Clinton, magnificently, and Senator Mitchell of Maine was the guy who executed it. They executed the Good Friday Accords, and there's been tremendous prosperity all through Ireland, and nobody wants this. Nobody wants this. I don't know why Boris Johnson's doing it. I think it's because some of the unionists feel threatened now that Sinn Féin is the first minister and they're the deputy, even though they have veto power over everything. But Boris Johnson has a big margin. There's a political game. They're going to go ahead and negotiate with the EU. Right now, there's hardly any review of stuff that does come into Ireland. Basically, Britain can use Ireland as a conduit to get to to Europe, and why not? Do you realize, you know how small Europe is, really? I was over in the Czech Republic. I was in Prague, and I drove. We drove to Passau in Germany. Remember where Hitler went into the Sudetenland? And, you know, it'd be like Hitler drove from Milwaukee to Green Bay. I mean, quite literally. Everybody made it. It was unbelievable. There are people in Ireland, all around Ireland, if they have a bachelorette party or a shower, they fly to Spain. On Ryanair, they can get $49 tickets. They fly to Paris. It's basically going from Milwaukee to Madison or Milwaukee to Eau Claire. And so to reimpose this is nuts. I've got a solution. Get the UK back in the EU. Once it's in the EU, like before, why shouldn't they be? They're in NATO. Germany's in the EU. France is. Spain. Italy. They're all in the EU. Why shouldn't the UK be back in it? They were one of the founders. They split off because of a lie from Russia and Trump saying they'd lose their public health system. And their public health system is all over the EU and was mimicked by them. If they were all in the EU, there are no tariff points. There are no hard boundaries. Anybody can go anywhere. Do you know right now, I mean, wherever you are in the EU, you're a citizen of Europe. If you're in Poland, you can just go to Paris and live there. You don't need a visa and work, and you can become a French citizen. In fact, you are a European citizen. That's the way it should be. So Ireland is a great country, and it is our friend. The UK is a great country. It is our friend. We need our friends all together in this thing. And there were some other issues. Britain owns Gibraltar. Have you ever been into the Mediterranean? I remember in the Navy, it's one of the great passages. You steam into the Med from the Atlantic through the Straits of Gibraltar. And on the left is Gibraltar. And on the right is Africa. You can see Africa. You could probably swim from the ship to Africa. It's a hell of a long swim. It's miles. But it's a magnificent passage. Otherwise, the Mediterranean is bottled up. And Gibraltar is owned by Britain, even though it's connected to Spain. That goes back in history. We're not going to reinvent that. There are discussions now over the status of Gibraltar. Spain and the UK are in disputes. For a while, the UK, Spain wouldn't send food and stuff into Gibraltar. And finally, the EU said, come on. So now they're doing it again. We don't need this. We don't need this. I don't care who owns what. I want the EU restored. I want it restored. It is restored. I want the UK back into it. When the UK is back into it, none of this matters. Anybody can go anywhere in the EU. It's a terrific thing. But right now, there's this little dust up over there, a little dust up, what they're going to do and stand by. I think ultimately it's going to be fine, but stand by. Okay, we're going to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt, I just have an idea for, you know, solving some of these conflicts around the world, you know, Russia, Ukraine, the Northern Ireland situation. Just send Mitch McConnell and Joe Manchin to go work it out with them. And, you know, if nothing else, they'll just all hate them so much that they'll just come together in their mutual disgust for Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I'll tell you what, we're very lucky in the 1990s. We had Bill Clinton and Senator Mitchell from Maine, believe me. And now the best diplomat in the world is going to have a hard time dealing with Putin. But I'll tell you what, I think that's great. If we shipped some of our pathologies, why don't we ship Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan over there? That would be really great. Ship them all over. Maybe they'd be captured. Maybe they'd be captured. You know, we have put up with a lot in this country. Thank you for a little levity, Todd or Billy, my friend. Unfortunately, we're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...